I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure, so enjoy yourself. And behold, it too was futility. I said of laughter, it is senseless, and of pleasure, what does this accomplish? I explored with my mind how to refresh my body with wine, while my mind was guiding me wisely, and how to cease foolishness until I could see what good there is for the sons of mankind to do under heaven for the few years of their lives. I enlarged my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself. I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made ponds of water for myself from which to irrigate a forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and I had slaves born at home. I also possessed flocks and herds larger than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. I also amassed for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. I provided for myself male and female singers, the pleasures of the sons of mankind, many concubines. Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me. So I turned to consider wisdom and sanity and foolishness. For what will the man do who will come after the king, except what has already been done? Then I saw that wisdom surpasses foolishness, as light surpasses darkness. The wise person's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I know that one and the same fate happens to both of them. Then I said to myself, as is the fate of the fool, it will also happen to me. Why then have I been extremely wise? So I said to myself, this too is futility, for there is no lasting remembrance of the wise along with the fool, since in the coming days everything will soon be forgotten. And how the wise and the fool the light die. So I hated life for the work which had been done. Under the sun was unhappy to me, because everything is futility and striving after wind. So I hated all the fruit of my labor, for which I had labored under the sun, because I must leave it to the man who will come after me. And who knows whether he will be wise or a fool, yet he will have control over all the fruit of my labor, for which I have labored by acting wisely under the sun. This too is futility. Therefore I completely despaired over all the fruit of my labor, I had labored under the sun. When there is a person who has labored with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then gives his legacy to one who has not labored for it, this too is futility and a great evil. For what does a person get in all his labor, in his striving with which he labors under the sun? Because all his days, his activity is painful and irritating. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is futility. There is nothing better for a person. I have seen that it is from the hand of God. For who can eat and who can have enjoyment without him? For to a person who is good in his sight, he has given wisdom and knowledge and joy, while to the sinner he has given the task of gathering and collecting, so that he may give to one who is good in God's sight. This too is futility and striving after wind.